A lawsuit brought by families of victims in the 2012 school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, may finally go to court. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports it's the furthest a lawsuit involving a gun manufacturer has gone since Congress passed a law in 2005.
That law broadly protects gun makers from being sued, so those lawsuits rarely make it before a jury. That's why this case had Adam Skaggs on the edge of his seat.
We've been waiting for a decision from the Connecticut Supreme Court for seemingly an eternity.
Skaggs argued before the court 2 years ago on behalf of the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. And he's happy his argument is almost the exact argument the majority justices made allowing this suit to move forward.
What plaintiffs have complained about here is that they're marketing these guns to be used for essentially combat purposes, to be used for tactical purposes against other human beings. Unfortunately, that's what we've seen happen in Sandy Hook. That's what we've seen happen in mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting across the country.
Attorney Larry Keene of the National Shooting Sports Foundation in Newtown, Connecticut, doesn't buy the lawsuit's unfair advertising argument.
You wouldn't blame a car manufacturer for a drunk driving accident by somebody and then try to say, well, you know, somehow the advertising of Ford showing the car driving off-road or on a racetrack somehow is responsible for what a drunk driver did.
Keene says Remington may ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the decision. He says it may violate the so-called immunity statute Congress passed in 2005.
The immunity statute is intended to prevent lawsuits from proceeding at all.
Adam Skaggs of Giffords Center says he expects Remington to fight the decision with all it's got. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Remington had no comment.